There is so much work being done on this topic. I know coming from a perspective of maybe A-level history or being new to history, it might seem like this is very niche, but actually studying women in Islam is a whole thing. It's an entire sort of region of academic pursuit. And so there's quite a bit going on in every possible way. There's people studying how women helped create the Quran. Obviously, the Quran is something that existed verbally, but it has to do with how they compiled the pages, the actual written version of the Quran. There's work being done on women in Sufism, women in power. I mean, any walk of life you can think of, there's a lot of work being done on it. Several people are starting to get really into the idea of enslaved women in the Abbasid period because they could actually, there was a lot of social climbing possible for slaves. So slaves could become part of the central like circles of the caliph, and some of them even ended up running the Abbasid Caliphate from time to time, from behind the scenes. So there's research, and pretty much anything you can think of, someone's probably working on it.